Get not it. Even M&M's. I had they're called Skippers.
Oh, so the they're not even the real brand there.
Well, I mean, they're from Vermont Nut Free.
Oh, Nut Free.
Those are like those Oreos that had like those bootleg Oreos that your grandma always had.
Oh, those are
weird. You know Hydrox? Things?
Yeah, Hydrox.
Hydrox is the original.
Well, fuck
Oreo
that.
Ripped off Hydrox.
Well, you know what? No, they improved Hydrox.
Yeah, I mean, there is a difference.
There's a difference between ripping them off. Ripping them off implies that it's worse. They took that old concept and they made it better.
I don't think that's what ripped off implies.
I don't think it implies it's worse. I don't think it implies anything about quality. I think it just...
Yeah.
Ripped off implies that it's bad, though.
No, ripped off means they had an idea and somebody else
took it. I don't think it implies quality at all.
It doesn't imply quality.
But, that being said, Oreos did improve upon...
Oh, yeah, no, they did. No, I'll agree to that. Oh, your breath smells like coffee.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Want to do your countdown there, bud?
Oh, are we starting?
I mean...
How long have we been going?
About a minute.
Oh.
So, about what? Nico's rants. About that long.
No, about Nico's rants getting to the point of
well,
the
once
rant.
We start, that'll be the yeah. point. That'll be getting to the point. It's the equivalent.
I've been including all these, by the way.
Have you?
Yeah, I have all this pre-talk and everything.
So. You aren't?
There's been some funny stuff in there, so I've included it. And I just
are you cutting it down?
No, just include it.
You should just, like, throw it at the end. Or you're just, really?
Yeah, put it in the beginning.
Oh, God.
And then I start the music going, and then it goes in.
Can we move this back a little bit?
All right. Well, yeah, that's weird.
Right there?
All right, we'll start the countdown. You guys ready?
Got it.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
We've been doing this for a while. We've been doing that for a while, and we've always been going up. Does he go up in the show?
Good afternoon.
Is it just good afternoon?
It's a great question.
Does he go up?
I don't remember the show.
Does he go up?
What was the name of that show?
Oh.
Who directed it?
Tommy Wiseau.
What's the name of that show we watch, Nick?
Watch
his gears turn.
Pompidus, I think.
You remember it, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm fucking around.
Oh, I thought you actually forgot.
He's so good at selling it.
I'll tell you what, it wouldn't have surprised me if you actually didn't know.
Pompidus Prime. No, Pompidus.
Who directed it?
Optimus Prime.
Who's the writer, creator, and star of that show?
No, Optimus. If we're actually asking the real question, I have no idea. I really don't remember
no,
his
this
name.
One I know
do you remember?
I do.
Okay.
It's Matt Lucas.
Yeah.
Matt Lucas. Here's the thing. If you say the name, I'll know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, you guys pick a name out there, I'll be like, yeah, that guy. I remember him.
Roommate to Rebel Wilson.
Yes, Rebel Wilson's roommate and gay best friend.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
We got shit to talk about because we burned all of our podcast goodness a week ago.
A week ago. It's amazing how often that comes up in conversation.
Yeah, you know, I don't think they ever... expected that when that song came out.
No, of course not. Why would they?
I really don't think they did.
Nico, your input.
What?
Nope.
Okay. So we have depleted our sperm counts very low.
We've depleted our mana.
Our podcast sperm.
We've run out of mana. I like that.
Sure. You know, it's just way too much. We
no,
wasted
we're taking
it.
A short or long rest.
What are you saying?
I think we should.
Can I play my song of rest?
Yeah.
I can?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is happening?
We're going to take a long rest.
This
and
is like when I brought up Ted Danson last
we're gonna week. We're going to recover.
You mean Tony Danza.
Look, we're going to
murder. What? Hey.
I'm trying to explain what's going on here.
Yeah, there's a dead guy. What? Hey, oh.
We're going to recover 3. We're going to recover 3d8 hit points.
Okay.
So roll.
Is this your nerd dragon and dunces game? Is that what this
is? Yeah, that's how
it goes. Have I ever sent you the pictures of humans in houses?
Yes.
Have I?
It's a bunch of dragons.
It's
playing,
the dragons, yeah.
Playing a board game called Humans in Houses.
Humans in Houses.
It's pretty funny.
That
is pretty good.
Hold on, show Nico the picture I sent you.
Oh, the seasonally themed?
Yes.
The what?
So, sort of a little known fact.
It's actually very well known.
Yes, I love Christmas.
Me for the rest of the year.
So I sent.
You sent that to me like yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sent a picture to my good friend Nick, and
me.
Yes, this him,
my friend, friend of the program,
Nick
Evangelista.
I sent him a picture of Buddy the Elf, He's just smiling and grinning stupidly, yes. And it said me for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the day after Thanksgiving, because then I don't feel bad about playing Christmas carols.
Oh, me neither. I mean,
it's my favorite type of music.
I can't believe I'm saying this, 100% in agreement with you. I am.
This never happens.
I saw a post. It was a screenshot of a text message, and I think it was like November 1st at like,
just after 12:10
a.m. or something. Or it was actually, it must have been 12:08, actually, based on the text. And they said, like...
Thanks for verifying.
Yeah. And it said, like, I hear a ring ding ding. Like, and the person responded, Halloween was 9 minutes ago.
I will say this. I am a big holiday Nazi when it comes to celebrating, you know, certain holidays.
Are we doing Festivus this year?
Yeah, we are. Okay. I mean, I normally sort of celebrate it with myself, but, you know.
We need to do Festivus this year.
Let's do a Festivus podcast.
We can do a Festivus podcast. That would be great for the errands of grievances.
It really would. I actually did one by myself.
Seinfeld.
Ha! Wait, you don't know what Festivus is?
I know what Festivus is. I know it's
Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah, I didn't know what you said after that. That thing you
the
just...
The Aeons of Grievance?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's part of Festivus.
Got a lot of problems with you people, and now you're going to hear about it.
Yeah.
And you just, rather than saying, you know, how much you appreciate your family and friends,
you say
company,
what you hate about them.
Everything that, how they've disappointed you in the last year.
That's great.
Wait, that means we need to get a Festivus poll.
That is 100% right.
Do you have a Festivus poll?
Are you telling me we're going to do that to each other? We're going to tell each other how we disappointed each other over the year?
Yeah.
We'll do the Aeons of Grievances.
I'll say this. I came so close to buying a Festivus poll off Amazon last year, and this year I'm doing it. So
do it.
We'll do it. We'll do a video.
You know how you should go about that? Through the Amazon banner at NicoEmpire.com. I know you, so I saw.
Are you telling me that a percentage of that purchase of buying whatever Festivus-related materials you need will go back to supporting this and other podcasts at NicoEmpire.com?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You guys should do that. Why am I pointing at the microphone? As if I'm directing.
You're so used to the camera being
I really am. I was saying, I'm a big holiday Nazi when it comes to what time of the year I celebrate things, and I will not recognize Christmas as being a thing in November, but once the day after Thanksgiving hits, it's all on, baby.
I feel like there's a very tight and focused schedule for Christmas.
Yeah, there absolutely
Halloween,
is.
Okay, you can sort of get away with decorating and whatnot, sort of earlier and earlier, but... It's day after you can start playing the carols.
That's right.
And the tree.
That's when the decorations
You decorate
come
the tree the day after, normally.
No.
That's what a lot of people do.
I normally do that, to be honest with you.
A
lot of families do.
But see, for me, that's way too early.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of putting up the tree is you're supposed to be, like, taken back by it. You're supposed to marvel at it. Think, like...
At the plastic tree that was in the basement all year.
No, yeah. So it's supposed to be this pretty sight.
Yeah.
So you can't have it up for too long. You can't have it up for too little. Mm. We'll, like, in my house, I'll play Christmas. My radio will be permanently tuned to Light 100.5.
Yes!
Light 100.5 until...
Until
December 26th. I swear to God. Hand on the Bible. I do not change it for anything.
normally, that is my MO as well. Combine that with the Pandora Christmas Carol station.
Oh, I'll go to... I go to sleep to musical comedy radio.
Yeah.
Because I've heard it all, so it's not funny, but it's still, like, it's good to listen to.
Sure.
That's the only thing I'll go to...
That's a great station.
I'll go to sleep at what? Musical comedy?
Yeah,
it's a great station. But yeah, like, it's day after, I'll throw on Christmas Pandora.
Yeah.
Of course you will, yeah, I don't...
And that's it.
Yeah.
I have one little bone to pick with Christmas carols, alright? Only one. There's only one particular song that I really just don't like.
Tread lightly, my friend.
Yes. No, you'll understand, I'm gonna tell the story.
What, do you hate Silent Night,
Nazi? No, I love Silent Night.
That's a good song.
That's a fantastic song.
How about Mary, Did You Know? Do you guys like Mary, Did You Know?
No, I really like the German version, like, Stille Nacht. You ever heard that? That's
yeah,
in
yeah,
German,
yeah.
That's beautiful.
No, it is.
So here's the thing, though. Let me explain. When I was, I want to say, like, maybe...
Did you get the same text I just got?
I
certainly didn't. when I was between the ages of 7 and 11, I lost my two front teeth during Christmas time.
Oh, you've told me this.
And I could not hear the end of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. The amount of assholes... Who think that's funny?
Do all you want for Christmas is your two front teeth, little Nicholas?
And I go, no, fuck you, I want your head on a fucking stick. No, but another thing, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, hey, I got it.
Yeah.
You know, I just got it.
You guys know, for me, Christmas is just 4 days before my birthday.
Yes.
You know, so it's like, it kind of whole...
Now, do you get half the amount of presents?
No. No, I get the regular amount.
Do you know what's funny about that
Well,
story?
No, I mean, like, you know, like...
I know. Go ahead.
Equal, like, do you get equal amounts for Christmas and birthday presents, or do you just get Christmas presents?
No, I get both.
Because, you get both?
Because my dad's birthday is December 28th.
Oh, okay.
So he understands.
That text is gonna get annoying.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna.
So my dad went through it as a child.
Yeah.
And so he didn't want that to really happen to me as much.
Yeah.
Although this year, I need to buy a bunch of new clothes for work now because they're changing the dress code on me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you told me. So that. I'm not happy about it.
And well, I think I need them for this weekend, so I might just have my family to pay for my clothes and just not get me Christmas or birthday gifts.
That works. Yeah, that works.
Be like, just get me a shit ton of clothes.
You have been scarred by this experience of...
That song is just forever ruined.
You know what's funny about that is that my grandma was actually run over by a reindeer. And
was she really?
You know, that is... You know, scarred me for the rest of my life.
What are you talking about, you fucking bastard?
I don't think there is a single Christmas carol I don't like.
That's the only one, and you know what? That's not even one of the best ones, really. It's not even one of the good ones.
It's not, but it's more of a novelty song than Christmas carols. It's like, I feel like...
I caught Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
But no, I feel like...
That one's dirty.
I feel like...
Mommy's
all I want for Christmas is my 2 front teeth, and I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, that's a good one.
Are two of the shittiest...
Yeah, they're awful.
...Christmas carols, but I still love them so much.
How about Here's Your Sign? Here's your sign. Here's your stupid sign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Pretty good one. I'm a little sick of Jingle Bells, to be honest with you. I'm kind of worn out on Jingle Bells. But other than that, I'll listen to anything. You know?
I mean, I'll still listen to it.
I'm a little worn out on it. But I cannot wait till they start playing it. Black Friday's going to be a big day after all the shopping. I
hate Black Friday.
I kind of hate it, but it's like a drug that I
think
I just
I'm a fan of Cyber Monday.
Yeah, it's Cyber Monday.
It's not all the hassle, you know?
Black Friday. There's something about Black Friday I just love. And then, you know, that morning I put on some Christmas carols, put up the lights.
You know what? No, it's the confrontation that you love.
I do. I thrive off of it. I'm like, I get a rush. I really do. My life is so boring every other day of the year. That's what it is. Is that Black Friday comes around and all of a sudden I'm tackling fat black women for a new TV. And it becomes exciting, you know? I need a rush every once in a while.
You talked about lights.
Yeah.
Do you go all out with lights? I don't ever remember this house being lit up.
I don't decorate outside.
But inside you do.
Do you remember what the lights were down here last year? Yeah, I strung them all around. It was a complete
thing. Oh, yeah, I do.
And I also do my room as well.
But,
should we have a Christmas party?
Yeah, you want to plan that shit?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, we gotta have fruitcake, man.
We were gonna do a halfway to Christmas party, remember that?
And that never worked out.
Well, that wasn't my fault. That was everybody else being assholes.
Uh-huh.
Literally, like, all of your guests are like, no, fuck you, we're not doing this. I'm like, okay, cool.
So, you guys know the house, I think it's Southington, that sets the lights to music?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do show. Mm-hmm. There was one in Bristol, too, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's one in Bristol, there's one in Southington, and there's a big one out in, like... I think California or something like that.
Evidently,
the one that gets famous on the news all the time.
There's also one in Plainville that's on Marissa Street.
Yeah.
She was telling me they were setting up when I was over house back in like September or whatever. She's like, yeah. Lights.
But
that's nuts.
Yeah. So it's very cool. But the greatest Christmas decorations I've ever seen was, and I've never posted, I've seen pictures of it, but just one string of lights and they attach it to the hand of a Grinch.
I've seen that.
It's the greatest Christmas decoration
because it says it all.
It's like Zach likes it because it's like his costume for Halloween.
Exactly.
It's minimalistic, certainly, but it also it's a way
that it's effective.
It's just still being festive to Christmas,
right? But you get away. It's like you put up everything. Like, you could just imagine it without putting up everything.
Yeah, like, oh, I had it up, but he took it all down.
He took it down.
Like,
what can I do?
What about the house down the road? That does, like, the Mystery Machine.
Yeah. Oh, great, yes.
I've never been able to read the signs.
I've always tried. Every year I try.
I can't do it.
I slowly drive
and
by.
I can't do it.
Snow's on the ground, right? And you try to read it, everything.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You know what drives me nuts? Is, we used to never... Okay, so, like, we used to never do anything for Christmas in my house. Or Halloween, or any of these holidays. We never did. Yeah. And then the babies were born.
Yeah.
And suddenly my mom's like, oh, we gotta make sure they have great holidays. Like,
we gotta make sure these childhoods are not as fucked up as the first three.
Right.
We gotta make sure we raise them right this time.
You don't have Christmas traditions or anything like that?
No, 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 no. We set up the tree when we can. Like, everybody's like, hey, are you going to be home to set the tree? And no, everybody's like, no. And then it doesn't happen. Then the day before, we're all, like, scrambling and like, fuck.
Nico, do you have, like, traditions?
I will say that my family is exactly the same. There are many times where I am the only person putting up any decorations. And I'm just this lone...
Okay, so it's got to be my family that's just really anal about things.
Yeah, I think that's
because we've had a tradition for the past 8 or 9 years where we don't set up anything until like a week or two before Christmas.
Yeah.
Every Christmas Eve for the past like 7, 8, 9 years or whatever, we've gone to the Hartford stage to see Christmas Carol.
Yes, that's right. You've told me that.
Every year you do that?
For many years, yes.
On Christmas Eve?
Yep.
On Christmas Eve at 2 o'clock.
Wow.
It's a great show.
Okay.
He knows the actors. That's how... I'm not joking. I've talked
like,
to you about
them. Like, yeah. Personally, or you just know the name?
No, like, he knows their names. Like, he recognizes, like, oh, this actor. And if they change the actor, he knows. He's like, oh, that's
not
the same guy. Oh, my
God. 2 years ago, they changed Mrs. Dilbert, and we lost our shit.
I don't even know who Mrs. Dilbert is. That's...
She's Scrooge's maid.
Okay.
Why would I know that?
Also, played Jacob Marley. So, spoiler alert.
Wait, what? Huh? What?
It's a guy who plays Mrs. Dilbert. So okay. He plays the maid,
yeah.
But he also plays the ghost of Jacob Marley.
I see.
Oh, double casting.
Yeah, yeah.
I do that a lot.
But it's done very well.
I think this is a Caponegro family thing, though. That's what I'm getting the sense of. The only, like, traditions in my family are, like, the parties and shit, but I'm pretty sure that's just because they involve booze.
So. I have one tradition that we really do every year, and this is, I don't know when it started. It started when I was a kid, though, but we've done it, like, every year since. We always go to my Grammy's house in the morning at Christmas after... We all go to our own house, open our gifts, whatever. And then all of the cousins go to Grammy's house.
See, my family does that Christmas Eve.
So we all go to Grammy's house, and we all open the gifts. And then my Pepe sets up the camera, and he videotapes the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, or towards the end, we all start taking our wrapping paper and having a wrapping paper fight. We're, like, throwing it at each other. It gets nuts, yeah.
That's
the only thing.
I feel like that was a thing, though, that maybe you and Merck did once. And then the next year, you just did it again.
Well, yeah,
and no one's
it was like me and Merck and Justin, and then my Uncle Jay he's like that too. So like, yeah, it just started with us doing that, and then now it became a thing that happens every year.
Yeah,
you know, we kind of expect it.
Well, and then
I kind of like that though.
So conflict is the only thing that's your tradition.
No, but it's fun.
Yes, but that makes sense.
Violence and conflict. That is. That's the Evangelista
way.
And
then Daddy beats Mommy every year too. After he has too many shots of whiskey.
Too much eggnog.
No.
My family doesn't do spiked eggnog.
He chases with the eggnog.
My family doesn't do spiked eggnog.
No.
We do, like, winter cocktails. Like, last year, my dad made a peppermint martini.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
They're very good. The year before that, we had...
Nobody drinks in my family.
It was cinnamon, light. It was very light on the caramel, and vanilla vodka.
Ooh.
He mixed all that with some cream soda. That was very good.
We just do.
We're doing toasted almonds this year.
All we do is Santa's magic wine. That's all. It's just wine. It's like, it's Christmas, another occasion to drink. That's the DiGregorio way, ladies and gentlemen.
But see, your family strikes me as the family who, like, goes to parties and gets plastered.
Yeah.
You know, see, we're not. We just...
Your point?
I'm just saying. But that...
Is that a question? Is that...
No. But, like, my family, we don't get drunk at parties. Like, we go and have reasonable amounts of cocktails.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, nobody drinks at all during Christmas in my place. No, nothing.
Really?
No wine, nothing. There's nothing.
Lightweights.
It's weird.
Not even, like, mulled wine?
No. Nothing.
Because mulled wine is...
We don't drink. We don't drink on any holidays.
That
is
That's so, weird.
New Year's, we have, like...
Easter, we get plastered.
Orange juice.
New Year's, we have, like, champagne. But, like, most of us just drink, like, sparkling
sparkling cider.
And then, but, like, a few of us...
Mineral
like,
water.
No, I'm going to be
Fiji
honest.
Fiji's pouring on the Evangelista
I'm going to be honest. When I grow up, I'm not having... I'm having fucking sparkling cider.
Okay.
If I ever do New Year's. Because I love... Sparkling cider
is
so fucking
good.
Great. It's very good. You probably wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, it's very good.
It's pretty good.
Champagne's pretty good, but it doesn't
like
come
it.
Close
of
to...
All of all of the alcohol I've had, champagne's not one of my favorites.
Well, sparkling wines just sort of freaked me out.
I had it in when we went to New Zealand. I was there for New Year's.
Yeah.
So we actually.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Yeah, we went kayaking to an island and had champagne and cheese and crackers. It was kind of random.
It's kind of cool, though.
That's what we did.
It's kind of cool, though.
That was our New Year's.
I think the word sparkling before your beverage just kind of sounds douchey. You know? it's so snobbish to have... Oh, it's sparkling. It's not just water. The water sparkles.
Well, it's not...
It glistens in the moonlight.
It's my sparkling Dunkachino.
It's not Budweiser.
Okay, well...
It's sparkling Budweiser.
It's sparkling Bud.
Spark Bud. Oh, man, what were we talking
about?
Yeah,
that means two different things.
Fair enough. You know, so I think what's going to happen here is that anybody who's listening to this is going to say, listen, guys.
Why the hell did we go 20 minutes on Christmas?
Listen, guys.
In the first week of November.
On election.
That's what I was going to say. On November 3rd.
That's what I was going to say. Listen, guys. Yeah, we just finished Halloween.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
Halloween was 9 minutes ago.
Don't push it. I think we should focus less on what's in the future. Talk about maybe what's going on today.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's going on today, guys?
I mean, okay. Do we not want to recap the Halloween show? I want to kind of just put a button in the Halloween show first.
It happened.
And to tell people if they want to watch it,
I think they should
go watch it. It came out pretty well. Nick tirelessly edited the whole thing.
Literally, I was miserable.
And you were doing.
Oh my god, he was freaking out.
You're doing God's work, sir. You really were. And you were freaking out because it was late. And
well,
like,
I didn't.
It did come out well.
So, what happened was my computer, the hard drive got full because of Final. Or, no, because of Adobe Premiere was like saving files that it. Or,
like file after file.
It was fucking me up. So, my hard disk was full, and I was like, what the fuck? So I had to, like, go online, figure out how to clear my hard disk, and then I had to go through file by file all the video files on my computer and, like, compress them and delete them.
And you know him. He has a lot.
Yeah.
Every
single one you
have to
do
my footage from New Zealand.
Wow.
Everything.
Wow.
It was hours of footage, literally, and it took, like, the entire two-hour meeting that we were at to just compress them all, and then I could finish it.
Wow.
It was such a pain in the ass. But we got it done. I think it came out pretty well. We have 38 views on YouTube.
Something like that.
Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. This is very interesting. I know we don't want to get into like analytics too much or anything, but...
We're doing demographics?
Well, no, not demographics, but 80% of our views on the video were from links from our site or links from Facebook. 80%.
Okay.
20% of them, roughly, were just from like Facebook putting it on... Or no, I'm sorry, YouTube putting it on the front page saying, watch this.
No
or,
kidding!
Like, or people searching like Halloween and like finding it. I swear to God.
Wow.
One-fifth. I mean, there's only 38 views, but still, that's like... Kind of interesting. It's interesting.
Okay, is there a link on the video to this podcast? Because we should do that then. If people are just finding it. I'm like, hey, if you want to hear more, come listen to this podcast.
I don't know. I don't think I did it because I was actually waiting for you to do the description so I could put it in for the YouTube description.
Okay.
So I didn't do it yet.
Okay. We can do it now. But if you're new then, welcome.
But honestly, if you are new, thank you for listening. We really should have posted that earlier in October.
Yeah.
I think that would have helped. like
is what it is.
When we do our Christmas episode, we need to release that like...
Yeah.
December 5th.
When I did a Christmas episode to the Nico show last year, I put it out on the 24th. So,
We can't do that this year.
It still got, like, really good numbers. Like, people liked it and stuff, but...
I think it'd be nice if we could build up to it
a
little bit.
Sure, absolutely. So we'll try that, because we're going to do a lot of fun Christmas stuff. And hopefully more video. I mean, I know it was stressful. And people really did seem to like it,
though.
Too.
It's worth it. You know, it is stressful, but...
It is. People... I got a couple comments about the music being a little too loud that they couldn't understand. Got a few of those, but other than that, they said that the set looked really nice and that the segment's really funny and it was good, so.
Yeah, I didn't know it was too loud, I mean.
Yeah, but other than that, and the audio version is there too, and it's all good, so. Yeah, and it was a lot of fun.
We actually, we went out to dinner with Abby.
Yeah.
On Friday, and Nico, like, brought up the video in the restaurant and was, like, showing it to us, and then he goes... Oh, Abby, you can't see your cue cards. And she got, like, all disappointed. Like, she just,
oh,
like...
Oh, I know.
That was another thing.
Originally, I was gonna say that the cue cards should have been all black, but then when I saw how good they looked, I kind of, like, forgot about that. And I was like, oh, you know what these
look like? Yeah, Nico said the same thing.
Yeah.
That he just sort of forgot that, oh, they should be
dark. And then when I started actually looking at the video, I was like, oh, crap. Yeah, but, you know, these are all things we learned. And for the future, I think we'll... You know, we're gonna get better at this.
Yeah. I just to give Abby Richardson a lot of credit here.
Oh, she put a lot of work in.
She...
beforehand were like, hey, Abby, this is your role. You're going to be quiet. You're going to be holding up cue cards the entire time. Make whatever you want, because I was going to do them the day before, and I just decided not to. And she put all this effort. She put little drawings inside of them. They were colorful.
Unfortunately, you can't see them on the video, but they look fantastic.
Yeah, they looked great in person.
They did. They looked
horrible
really
on camera, but really good in person. So
it's unfortunate, but...
Other than that, it did come out really nice, there is a twist too if you didn't watch the video yet, and there's
definitely check it out.
It gets really fun. So.
I think we'll try to do a Christmas video if we can. Even it might be a little shorter.
Yeah,
maybe a shorter one.
Okay, yeah, that works.
So rather than like a whole podcast, we'll do like maybe like a 10-15 minute segment,
or maybe something a little more freeform too. Maybe something a little more like this, just and not a lot of cuts and edits and planning and things like that.
Yeah.
Something like that too, but maybe multiple.
Who knows? We'll see.
Who knows? Okay. So there's
but in reality, so let's really talk though, because what's happening today, guys? There's something big going on today.
Is there?
Yeah.
What's going on today?
What do you mean?
What's going on today?
Come on. You gotta know.
The Voice is on TV.
What's now? You don't know?
I made a bunch of fantasy football waiver claims.
I'm gonna assume because I don't know, it's election day.
Well, it is election day, but no, today is National Sandwich Day.
Oh,
did you guys not know this?
Is it now?
Today is National Sandwich Day. Now, you guys are going to be listening to this the day after National Sandwich Day, and I feel bad for you. I'm sorry. But, you know, I'm hoping that when you listen to this tomorrow or whenever you listen to this, I hope you think back and go, man.
I want a sandwich. I really
enjoyed National Sandwich Day. I'm thankful.
I had a good National
Sandwich
Day.
And this is the month of thankfulness, is it not?
Sure, Nicholas.
So I want us to all be thankful for National Sandwich Day. Zach,
I feel more thankful in December than I do in November. Around Christmas time, then Thanksgiving, I'm just like, oh, fucking stuffing. But
you know why?
No, not fucking stuffing.
Christmas is designed to make you feel thankful.
Don't say designed with Christmas.
It is, because you spend your money buying gifts for other people, your wallet's empty, and then all of a sudden you get a bunch of gifts, and you're like, oh man, this is great. I was broke 2 seconds ago, and now I have all the shit.
See, there's one flaw in that, which I don't spend money.
Well, you're a dick.
I just have my sister put my name on everything.
You're a dick. You're like my brother.
Literally, when my dad and Patty open up presents on Christmas, I'm just as surprised. I'm like, they're like, open it up. They're like, oh, what is it? I'm like, I don't know. What is it? What is it? What is it? Like, I guess we gave my father a Cowboys Snuggie, and he opened it up, and I'm like, oh, I knew you'd like that.
That's my recurring joke, because whenever, like, it's anybody's birthday and there's a family gift, I'm never involved in the purchasing process, ever, right? And so my name's always on it, and whenever there's, like, a shirt, like, my grandpa, oh, we bought you a new tie, or whatever, and the recurring joke,
you a new tie.
And they never find it funny, but I keep saying it, I go, yeah, grandpa, I picked that out. It's very nice.
And nobody
every laughs. Time I say it, and every time they don't laugh. Every time.
One of these days.
One of these days they're going to find it funny.
But that's why I was asking what you guys had to eat today.
Oh.
I wanted to know if you guys had a sandwich or not.
How about, okay, let's do some sandwich power
rankings. I don't even know what's you with sandwich power rankings.
Which favorite sandwich? Which favorite sandwich?
All right, yeah, this is actually, what is your favorite sandwich?
Jack. Hold on, I'm trying to think of what I had for lunch.
Jack.
I had KFC. But not the chicken.
Which favorite sandwich?
I had mac and cheese.
Okay.
Lot of mac and cheese. Like a large side of mac and cheese. I had about a medium side of mashed potatoes and two biscuits.
Did you make a sandwich out of it?
No.
Then you fucked up.
Open-faced sandwich.
That's just called food.
That's my favorite type of sandwich. An open-faced hot turkey sandwich.
That sounds like pizza, like, could be an open-faced sandwich. Slice of pizza is an open-faced sandwich.
Have you never had an open-faced sandwich?
No.
Oh, they're good. That's so good.
Which favorite sandwich?
I'd probably have to say...
You're referencing something.
I think I am, too. I don't know.
If you know, let us know.
I don't know what it is.
I would probably have to say Reuben.
Reuben's a good sandwich.
Reuben's a good sandwich.
It's a very good sandwich.
Reuben Stutter?
No.
I do like a good corned beef sandwich on rye. It's a good sandwich.
It is.
It's a very good sandwich.
Pastrami's great.
Pastrami is very good. It's very good.
I didn't realize how good pastrami was, but I think Reuben. That's probably my number one. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's up there, yeah. It's a very good sandwich.
What's your favorite sandwich, Nico?
Ice cream.
That was a great answer. He thought about this. He knew.
You like that punchline I had set up 5 minutes ago?
I feel like I
led you down that path. That is what an expert comedy podcaster does, okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
You want to know what I used to do?
The web that I
all
just wove. Go ahead.
I used to be like, I used to go ahead. I used to go to people. I'm like, What's your favorite fruit? Nico, what's your favorite fruit?
Apple.
Apple? What's your favorite fruit?
Probably blueberry.
Blueberry? Mine's Clay Aiken. I used to always do that to people. And I don't know why. I don't know where I heard it, but I find it fucking hilarious.
You can do the same with vegetable and like Stephen Hawking if you want to.
You could. You so good.
I love that.
That's a great joke. I am using the Stephen Hawking.
I'm just glad that like people can be food. Like it makes me happy. You know what I mean?
That's not okay.
That is not.
Oh, no, no, I didn't mean it like that, guys.
That is not politically correct.
By the way, I'm not going to clarify what the moment was. Those that listened or watched the podcast last week will know what the moment was. But
I didn't mean it. Okay, the way wait, I now. Said it.
I showed that to Jimmy, which, by the way, Jimmy loved the picture of him. He was dying laughing when I showed him the picture. But then I played the moment for him, and he laughed for a straight 10 minutes. Not for the original.
Well, he came up with it.
Because he laughed, first of all, when you said it. Second of all, that Nick was confused. Third, that I was dying laughing. And then fourth, when you followed up saying, we didn't mean it about Asians, guys.
We didn't mean it about Asians, right. We didn't.
That was the key.
Because
I wonder which part you're talking about. I wonder. So is everyone listening? Because the average listening time for the podcast, by the way, 4.5 minutes.
You know what? I'm impressed they made it that far.
I know.
I'm pretty impressed that they made it that far.
4.5 minutes. I think that's like right about the time where like the side cam comes in.
And they're like, nah, fuck this.
Thank God for the side cam, though, man.
Oh, man.
Or else that cooking gold would have been
We wouldn't have been able to see your balls.
It became that's a cooking true. Bronze, yeah. Unfortunately. Why do you guys let me talk?
Because every now and then you say something really funny.
Why am I allowed
funny.
To talk?
You're like Jimmy. Every now and then you'll say something really funny.
Jimmy just needs like a shot and he's good.
No, the last thing he needs is a shot.
Why?
I love... No, he doesn't. I don't want to talk any shit about Jimmy on the podcast.
I love Jimmy.
No, we love Jimmy.
No, I do too. Actually, I'll tell you later.
No, I actually love him. He's my cousin.
I know.
I'm forced to.
I'll tell you a funny Jimmy story later.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I don't want to throw shade on him on the podcast.
Throw? Hold up. What? Hold up. You did not. You did not just say throw shade.
I believe I just did. I believe those are the words that came out of my mouth. I can throw shade. You don't think I can throw shade, motherfucker? You want to go? I'll throw some major shade in your direction.
What was the fucking word today?
I'm the level.
Duop?
What? Like the music?
In our fucking writing
like
class.
The music?
In our screenwriting class, this girl wrote duop, and I guess she was referring. It was really like a ghetto script that she was writing for, like, it was like a,
okay.
About the streets.
A lot
shit.
Of, like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bitch, get at me.
Yeah, it was
pussy.
A lot of swearing. Really.
I'll whoop you, your ass, you pussy ass motherfucker.
And then it said the word duop. And apparently she was referring to a gang, like a duop gang. I've never heard of that shit in my life.
Neither have I.
But Nico thought that it was saying, like, drop. Like, duop. I'm a duop you.
Like, like me saying drop.
But he thought...
That's what you thought they meant?
No, they thought I was being a baby. So I just said out loud in class, I'm a duop you. Thinking that it was like slang. That's how like ghetto people talk.
And then when he found out what it was, he goes, oh, that's not, oh. And I was like, you're an idiot.
A lot of funny stories from my screenwriting class.
Oh my God,
don't bang the table, Nico.
I'm sorry. Our professor's totally smashing, by the way.
What?
My friend Zach and I in class were talking about it. The woman that came in today and like did a little wave.
Oh, you think so?
We're like, we just turned to each other. We're like, yeah.
I could see that.
Muffet.
I could see that.
Totally smash it.
That would be kind of a weird dynamic considering he's there once a week and she's the dean of the school.
We were
but, but, you know, I could see it. I feel like our teachers got game. Okay.
We were dying. We were making so many jokes about our professor today. We were talking about how this guy smokes so much weed when he made the comment.
I don't think he does.
Wait, is this the guy who wrote Like Mike 2?
That's right.
Let's see if we can even find him.
We are just giving out every sort of information on this podcast. There's nothing. Might as well just read our social security numbers right now.
Well,
094.
036. So none of these are him.
Just go on IMDb and type in
no, certainly not.
Or go to Like Mike 2.
Isn't that him?
That's definitely not him.
No, it was on his IMDb, I thought.
I was just going to say, go on IMDb.
He has an IMDb page with a picture, I'm pretty sure.
Go on, like...
I feel like he's not well-known enough to have a picture on IMDb. I feel like they wouldn't...
Guys, he wrote Like Mike 2.
I feel like they wouldn't...
I think it's also 1T.
Oh, I feel like they wouldn't want to waste the JPEG on him.
Here it is, right here.
There it is.
Yeah, you'll see his picture. There we go. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
you can see he's got game, right?
That's a stoner.
That is such a stoner.
I like how he's on the
US... I mean, how else are you going to like Mike 2?
I didn't know he taught at UCLA. Or he went to UCLA. I don't know which.
Or he just went there one day.
He was on the campus once.
And he slept with the dean and got his picture in there.
No, because he made that comment today about you. He's like, you weren't here last time.
And I was like, yeah, I was. He's and he's like, oh, but you were late. And I was like, no, I was the first one here. Because I really, I was. And he's like, oh, it's good to see you again. Like, what the fuck? And he does it every week. He doesn't know my name. He doesn't know anybody's name.
And so we were just going to ourselves. We were going, hey, hey, hey.
He doesn't know anybody in the class. He doesn't pay attention. He has no clue who anyone is, what they're doing there. He doesn't know.
Smoke weed every day.
Thank you. You saw that, right?
What?
Smoke weed every day.
Did you see that at UConn with us? Were you there?
No.
You don't know him.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Okay. Yeah.
We're getting back to our old formula, guys.
Right into the swing, man.
Back in our old formula where we talk about nothing.
The chemistry is hot right now. It's popping. The banter is sizzling right now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good.
It's like combustion. It's chemistry.
Why do we let you talk?
I just do it until I get weird looks, then I just stop for a while.
And even then, you sort of keep going.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if you guys noticed. I actually probably talk the least on this podcast. No, really.
I mean, I obviously talk the most.
You clearly talk the most.
It's not even a question.
I very often just kind of back out and let you guys do your thing.
Really? I do that all the time.
Yeah, you do it too. He doesn't. Mika's always talking.
I'm just used to doing it by myself. The fact that you're here doesn't change anything.
I'm pretty sure like a week or two ago. Actually, it can't be a week. Like a couple weeks ago.
About a week ago. Fuck you!
You two were talking about something. I zoned out and came in like 10 minutes later, and I just didn't need to talk the entire time.
Even earlier, when you guys were talking about Christmas, for like a good half of that, I was just like sitting here like...
Just chilling.
Yeah. That sounds good. I think about having three people.
Yeah. I'm just so used to doing podcasts by myself that, you know, the fact that you're here doesn't change anything.
No.
It's just like you're cutting in every once in a while. That's all. It's just a continuous flow with interruptions from you guys every once in a while. That's my mind.
Little commentary. Backup singers.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, one of my dreams is...
I'm not going to finish
that. I kind of
hope... Do you
know
what I was going to say?
No, I know.
Okay.
I kind of hope years from now, we just keep doing this for some reason. And years from now, somebody comes up to us and goes, you know what? You guys want a slot in radio? And so like every week...
Sirius will call us?
Yeah, can you imagine like every week for the rest of our lives, we just get together and do this for no fucking reason?
Yeah, I could.
That'd be kind of cool.
That's my career goal.
That'd be kind of cool.
That might be.
Would you do that?
No.
That's why? That's your plan F. That's my plan A.
That's my plan like double Z.
No, but let's say you're already doing your construction management thing or whatever, and you're like you're good and you're set. But like once a week after work, like every like Wednesday after work or some shit like that, you just drop by the radio station. We do a quick show.
I'm signing.
You wouldn't
papers.
Do that?
I'm signing the paperwork.
Most construction managers don't get out of work until like 8 or 9 at night.
Okay, we do have the late night.
Like
show.
They have like 70-hour work weeks.
They're not giving us a slot with listeners.
You underestimate.
They're giving us 3 a.m.
You underestimate the amount of people I can chat with.
Is that so? Man?
Yeah.
Is that so?
I could probably try to get us a spot.
I'm in. I'll sign the paperwork right now. Let's do it.
We can't do it without you.
I mean, we can, but it would
you
be less
can.
Fun.
Yeah.
Let's make no mistake here. We definitely can. I'm not holding out negotiations demanding. We must have
Don't
Zach.
Bang the table.
God damn it, Nico.
I'm sorry. All right, what else?
Are we ever not going to screen that?
No.
Just like too much rape.
Too much rape.
You know, when we're on FCC radio, that's still going to be our catchphrase.
It's too much rape.
We may run into a couple problems there. I mean,
why? We're not saying there needs to be more.
I mean,
we're saying there's too much.
That's I don't
we're
think
doing
anybody,
a public service.
Nobody can disagree with that. That's the beauty of it.
Go ahead, disagree with this. Ready?
Try to argue.
It's too much rape.
It's a universal
disagree
truth.
With that.
It is a universal truth.
There's never what?
Too much rape?
There's never too much rape?
Donate a nickel a week, and we can help stop the rape in the world.
Because they're afraid of nickel.
We will not stop.
They're afraid of change.
We will not
That's
stop.
That's a known fact. Rapists until the hate change.
We're going to pelt them with coins.
we will not stop until the rape reaches zero.
We're not going to do anything to stop it. We're not going to pull the guy off. No, we're just going to throw change. Get the fuck off of her. Or him. Or him.
Oh, man.
Gotta cover our bases.
All right, I was going to take this in a rape direction, but let's not. What else is going on?
Yeah, let's not.
I had an angle. Rapey. I was ready to go with it, but.
You had an angle.
I'm called an audible. Let's not do that. Okay. Zach, the Mets lost the World Series. Yes, just thought I'd remind you that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did.
To who?
Four games to the Royals.
Royals. Royals?
To the Kansas City fucking Royals.
What the fuck?
Apparently they will be Royals.
Okay, I have a question, though. Where is Kansas City?
You're awful.
Georgia.
Missouri?
It's not Kansas, right?
No, it's not Kansas.
Okay.
Where is Kansas? No, I really don't know where Kansas is.
Like how we got three different answers on that? Where is Kansas? Georgia? Missouri?
It's not Georgia. I know
Kansas
that.
City.
I think it's Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri. Right? Louisiana?
No, that's not Louisiana.
Idaho? No, it's Missouri.
It's definitely not Idaho.
Nebraska?
Kansas City.
It's not Nebraska. Nebraska's in the fucking west.
It's Kansas City, Missouri.
Yo, why Kansas City?
A friend
City?
Of mine just went to Kansas.
Oh, it is Missouri. It is Missouri.
Hell yeah, bro.
I like we have a state called Kansas.
And then, yeah, and Kansas City is
and,
in it.
But, I mean, Oklahoma City's in Oklahoma, right? Or is that one of those weird ones, too?
Yes. All I know about Oklahoma is, oh,
Oklahoma weather wind comes sweeping out the plane.
I had a pen pal from Oklahoma when I was a kid.
Okay.
And in elementary school, they wanted us to do a project on something, like anything in the whole world. So I picked Oklahoma.
As you should, naturally.
Yeah, okay. Oklahoma City. It's the capital of Oklahoma, actually.
There you go. See, now that Oklahoma is an example of a state doing it right.
Hey, guys, there was a man and a woman found dead outside NW.
Apparently, they're not doing everything right.
Okay, wait.
Apparent murder suicide.
You're telling
10 hours ago,
you know,
guys.
You know what I don't understand? Sorry. You know what I don't understand about murder/suicide? It's like, which is it? You know? How do you not know?
Murder and or suicide?
That's what it says. Murder/suicide.
Well, no, he murdered
someone.
Because
there was a murder and then committed suicide.
What's the deal with murder suicide?
Why is that a thing?
That is such a stand-up setup. That is the most stand-up setup I've ever
seen. The worst stand-up setup
it's
ever.
So bad. It's really unfortunate that people can't see my face when I say these things. Because in reality, they probably think I'm dumb.
Well,
I know these things. I just say them anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But you're so good at bullshitting. I've said this so many times.
My favorite okay, there's like street signs. I'll give you another example here. Certain street signs I think are very offensive.
What street signs?
Like slow children playing. Like, why you gotta, you know, just write children. They don't need to be slow. You know, they could be, you know, besides, some kids learn at slower paces than others, but that doesn't mean they're. It's just, I think it's rude. Another one always throws me off is. Another one that throws me off is do not pass. Because by the time I see it, I've already driven past it. Like, I don't know where the. What am I supposed to do? Just stop in the middle of the road? Where am I going? I gotta go straight.
That was pretty good. Not gonna lie.
I don't know.
That was pretty good.
A lot of street signs are very misleading.
I got a bucket of tomatoes ready to go. And it's came with that routine. You couldn't even open for Dane Cook with that routine. How about
you
that?
Sure?
Oh!
How do you like that for a punchline?
How do you like them apples?
Okay, can we...
What do I think about that? I think Dane Cook's probably going to steal it.
That's good.
Can we talk about how you watched Good Will Hunting for the first time?
We did.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great film?
It's so good.
Doesn't it make you depressed that Robin Williams is dead?
A little.
Doesn't that make it even more depressed?
I didn't really care before, but now... No, it really does. It makes me very depressed.
Every time I see Robin Williams in a movie I haven't seen him in before, I get more upset that he's dead.
No, I've told you guys this, but I've never said it on the podcast. I've seen Robin Williams live.
Yes.
You have.
Yes.
Yes, you have.
And
so envious.
That was one
so
of the,
am I.
That was one of the coolest days of my life. I was still young. Bo Burnham? He's in 2 weeks and 2 days. I'm going to see him. Thursday the 19th.
What theater? Did you figure out what theater you're seeing?
I have the ticket somewhere. It's on my computer. It's on my laptop here. Sorry. Actually, I could probably pull it up,
but it's not important.
But that was a very cool day. I was like probably I think I was like 15 or 14.
Yeah.
And that was really my dad's just like, "Hey, you want to go see him?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I do." Yeah. So we got tickets. He's off the walls, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been a huge fan of his stand up to be honest.
He's
with
a
you.
Better I almost think he's a better actor than a comedian.
Well, he's not originally a comedian. He went to school for acting. He went to
really most of the time it's the other way around.
Syracuse. Yeah,
most
yeah.
of the time it's the other way around. So I kind of assumed.
No, he started as an actor, a dramatic actor. Did theater for a long time.
But he was always naturally good at improv.
It's right down the street from Emerson.
Wasn't he just always naturally good at like?
I mean,
improv?
Yeah. Obviously, he is the funniest person like ever. Like he's just
yeah.
One
so
of,
he so he well, just took that. He was and, that and applied it.
Right, and obviously, memorizing lines, people don't realize that. I mean, I think people realize, but they don't think about it consciously. Is that comedians? They have to memorize lines. They're just like actors. That's why they fit so easily into the acting world. Typically, yeah.
But I think
to memorize the whole set.
I think it's sort of not worse. Maybe not because it's their own writing, but they have to do it for an hour by themselves. Like they don't have.
It's certainly harder. There's no doubt about it that stand up is harder than acting is.
But, which to is, a point. To a point.
To a point. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, Jerry Seinfeld can't do what Daniel Day-Lewis does or something.
No.
Or what Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. But, like, in terms of, on average, to make it as a stand-up is so much harder than
Well, because
just to make
being
people laugh.
Funny is so subjective.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah, it's that, and it's, again, by yourself. You're creating your own material and you get one shot at it. And it's not like you can take a bunch of takes and you're in a room and you're like, oh, I'm going to get into character. No, it's like either you're on now and they'll love you and you're a hero or you are their enemy.
And a lot of times you got to work on the fly too, even though you do have that script.
So Robin Williams, after acting and after doing improv in movies like Mrs. Doubtfire and Aladdin and all that stuff, I think it was in the 90s.
And Good Will Hunting,
yeah,
I
yeah.
guess.
And
the, right?
Yeah, a lot of, yeah, sure. A lot
I
of
it. Guess there was like a whole part, a really great
yeah.
line that was.
So my wife farts when she's nervous part.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that yeah, was, yeah. That was, yeah, that's right. And I think it was in the 90s, I could be wrong about that he actually said, you know what, I'm just going to take up stand-up and see what happens. And it just so happens that he's great at that
He was
as well.
Great at it, yeah.
And which is why I believe he's just the most talented and, oh my God, I'm upset now. But I love him so much. He's the best. He's just the absolute best.
No, yeah, he was...
Or was the best, I should say.
You know, just every time you watch...
he said, God, well, last night, he goes, Robin Williams was such an amazing actor. And at the same time, he and I both go, it was.
What did someone say? Chris said some joke, and I said, don't say that. He's... What I said? Fuck, it doesn't matter. Talk about it later.
It was a dead Robin Williams joke?
No, he said something, and I was like, guys, that's not funny, he's dead. Like, a few minutes later, and it's just like, it was good, though. It was good timing.
I see.
It was pretty... I remember you saying that, but I don't remember what it was to, about...
He's a great actor.
So, and he won the Oscar for that role, too. Which, I mean... Find me another stand-up / improv comedian that has won an Oscar. And
that's,
you know?
I don't know who's won Oscars.
Chris Rock ain't winning a fucking Oscar, right?
Obviously.
Chris Rock's the best, but he's not, you know?
Love Chris Rock.
Richard Pryor never won an Oscar, so.
Patton Oswalt might, no.
I love Patton
he's
Oswalt.
He's great in Veep. He's in Veep.
He's in Veep?
He plays a sexual harassing... the chief of staff to the vice president, and he gets accused of sexual harassment by a dude, and it's hilarious.
Pat knows what's very funny.
Yeah, he's really
his
really
stand-up's
good.
His stand-up's really funny.
I didn't realize how short he was, but it just makes it so
tiny.
Much funnier.
He's a tiny dude.
He
makes me feel like I can accomplish things.
Yeah,
you know, I look up the people. Like, I look up the people like Patton Oswalt and like Charlie Day.
Yeah. Oh yes. The big example
yes.
of that, yeah.
Ben Stiller. they're all short, man.
That went from pure amusement to really.
Oh, you didn't have to throw Ben Stiller.
Billy Joe Armstrong. He's like 5'6" maybe.
Is he really?
Yeah,
Billy Joe Armstrong, really?
He's tiny man.
And you think you can make it in life?
If Ben Stiller can make it in life, why can't I?
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Wait a minute.
He's a troll. Literally, he's a troll. Look at his face.
Peter Dinklage. They all make it.
He has never.
Peter Dinklage.
Okay, you're taking it to
Peter Dinklage.
No.
Wee Man
is great. But Danny DeVito has never looked more handsome than he did as the Penguin. Okay? That's a completely different dynamic. I'm handsome. Okay?
He did so good. He did so good in that role.
Yeah, it was him. He didn't even act.
So good.
He was just there. He was like, "Oh, oh, those are my lines. Okay,
you're gonna let me eat fish movie. On camera? I'm in."
It's a great, great.
I movie. Brought my umbrella. Oh shit, I get to use it. Like, he doesn't know.
I thought it was raining today. I thought it was gonna rain today.
We're in LA. Why would it rain?
Oh man, that I would watch the movie of the making of Batman Returns. I would watch that movie. Why has that not been made yet? I mean, a Batman and Robin documentary.
Why don't we make it?
Let's do it. Can we go like investigate where did Batman and Robin go wrong? Like, I think we could do that, right? Like, do an investigative.
Forever.
Tonight on Dateline. We're going to find out.
On Dateline.
Oh, did I?
We have to get jobs at Dateline. Then.
Well, you know what I actually heard today, and I forgot to mention this. I don't know if you guys will be excited for this, but Jon Stewart, he's got segments on HBO now.
I did hear that.
He's coming back to TV. But instead of 22 minutes a night, or like, you know, 5 days a week or whatever, he's only going to do an... like one segment a week,
like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I heard 5 minutes a day.
Oh, 5 minutes a day.
Yeah,
it'll be a lot less though.
And it's gonna like air in between shows and stuff.
Yeah, it's gonna be. You know, I know you probably don't care too much about it. I love Jon Stewart. I think Jon Stewart is one of the greatest Americans.
Well, apparently this is a multi-year production deal too, where he's also going to be doing.
I saw the article you're talking about. It's 4 years.
He's gonna be doing other projects, which I would assume is. I think directing some stuff. Because he just tried directing last year. He made a movie last year, and I'm assuming he's going to do more of that sort of thing. So, oh, what is that?
That's a bug. I think the reason I like Jon Stewart so much, though, is just because he's such a genuine person. And, like, I mean, you don't have to agree with everything he thinks. But he, you know, he is one of the people who changed the way that young people view politics. And I think that's important.
Not even changed, but just made them care.
Yeah. Nobody, in general, young people did not care. Sure. And a lot of people were already starting to feel like politics is a joke. And so in him making it actually a joke, people started taking it more seriously.
Yeah.
It's kind of genius. So, like, you don't, even if you don't agree with everything he says, and
A lot of stuff from that show, a lot of clips that I would reference as very important in terms of pop culture. The 9/11 segment that it really was a major part of the whole healing process after that. And if... I don't want to get too much into the political stuff now because the debate happened and I've talked enough about it over the last week and everything. But people are just saying on both sides of the aisle here that, man, CNBC fucking blows. Like, their anchors were awful and they did a terrible job. And both Democrats and Republicans are agreeing on that. And I've been referencing people a lot to say, you want to know how much they suck? Watch Jon Stewart's interview with Jim Cramer a couple of years ago where he just takes down everything CNBC does and how awful they are. So check that out. That just these days seems to be
I just appreciate that he takes things differently. And so I'm glad he's coming back.
Yeah.
I was really sad when he left.
So. HBO is doing a lot of ambitious stuff now.
Yeah.
And they're really keeping up. I don't know if you know who Bill Simmons is.
I do.
He is the creator of the website Grantland, which ESPN, by the way, just shut down. It's a big blog, big sports writer and podcaster. And ESPN fired him because he said something about the NFL commissioner or whatever and how he's a liar and everything.
I think I read something about
that. Yeah, the Ray Rice scandal. Yeah. He accused him of covering up the Ray Rice scandal. And ESPN fired him because ESPN has no balls and they're awful. And HBO picked up Bill Simmons for a multi-year contract, and he's doing a show with them, too. But it's kind of nice to see, like, a big company rewarding, like, ambitious, cool people.
So yeah.
That's HBO talk.
Sorry, yeah, I know. I feel bad. I feel bad because I can see Zach, like, zoning out. Like, what am I going to say here?
And Game of Thrones comes back in April.
That's right.
That's all that matters. Zach.
Literally, nothing you've said in the past, like, 5 minutes was remotely interesting to me.
What did you think of True Detective Season 2?
I've never seen True Detective.
Okay. Well, you're better off.
I want to see True Detective.
Season 2 was not good.
It's on my list on Netflix.
Not good. Not on Netflix, I don't believe.
It was.
Or maybe it's on DVD, but not on...
No, it was on Netflix.
I gotta watch Blacklist Season 2.
No, you don't.
Blacklist. I hear good things about Blacklist.
Pretty good. Here's the thing, it's very predictable all the way through.
Oh, yeah, no.
Episode 1, I'm like, okay, he's a father. And then, like, the entire show...
Oh, he is there? He is that...
Well, I mean, he's gotta be. But the entire show, they're like, is he your father? Is he your father? And you're like, yeah. And he's like, no, but is he? And like, no, yeah, he is. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm positive. I'm 100%. Yeah, really? Yeah. That's the entire show.
Okay.
And then with explosions.
See, the issue is, I don't think we can ever actually talk about TV shows. Because you guys watch Game of Thrones and you watch Daily Show and Colbert Report and all this shit. And I'm over here, I'm happy I caught up with The Flash. I can't wait to watch The Arrow tomorrow.
Michaela got me to watch a show. I can't remember what it's called right now. You'll probably know, though. It's a BBC show where these three guys will make, like, a car or a truck, or, like, pick a car or a truck and, like, do some sort of task with it.
Oh, this is Top Gear?
Top Gear, yeah.
You didn't know what Top Gear was?
I couldn't know what Top Gear was.
I couldn't remember.
That is the Zach show, by the way.
Do you like that show? Love Top Gear. I enjoyed it. I don't like cars at all. But, yeah, Top Gear's cool.
I mean, the American version is not that good.
No, probably not.
The British version is.
I'm just mad they killed Stig, like, four times. That pisses me off.
What?
The Stig. The Stig is the guy who dresses up with the helmet and all that shit, and he drives the cars around.
Oh,
he's but like... every time his like identity, because no one's supposed to know who he is. But like the first one was killed off on the show because
I think I only watched the international episodes where they like went out the country.
Yeah, yeah. But he I guess wrote a book, and in the book he mentioned he was the Stig, so they killed him off. The other guy let it slip in an interview, so they killed him off. And then the third one, I don't know why, but they killed him off, too. They're on, like, their fourth Stig.
I see.
That's weird. I see. You know, speaking of cars, great segue, by the way.
That was pretty tight.
Pretty smooth.
That was pretty tight.
It was, like, that was, like, parallel parking tight.
That was... As George Costanza
You're the
saying,
only one I know who parallels park.
I mean...
Parallel parks.
I don't, like to, like to do it.
As George Costanza would say, the parking spot is completely equidistant to the curb.
Fuck you.
There's a great scene in Seinfeld where they go and visit a newborn baby in the hospital, and the entire time, oh, the baby's so cute, and George is by the window looking down at the street, and he's like, that is the perfect parking spot. Does the baby want to see the parking spot? It's a great parking spot. Perfect place and completely equidistant from the curb. Beautiful. And that is my life, by the way.
I believe it.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
My car got towed. I told you guys this a little bit, right?
Yeah. How much did you end up paying?
$119.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's actually cheaper than what I thought you were going to pay. Well, not really. What happened? Yeah, only $6 cheaper.
So, okay, so here's the thing. So there's been this guest spot in Michaela's apartment. A guest spot. Spot zero.
Okay.
And we've been parking there for, like, since I've been going there for, like, almost a year.
Uh-huh. Right?
We've parked there. We've all parked there. And it's, like, here's the thing. It's one spot. But it's like, so there's imagine like two spots.
It's off-center.
Yeah, there's two spots next to each other all the way, and the last spot is like in the middle of those two spots. It's like lined up between them, kind of. You know what I'm starting to say? Like, if it's like, it's like two, two, like, two, two, and then one, but in the center.
Okay.
It's weird like that.
Okay. Yeah.
And but everybody parks in that spot as if it were two. So two people could park in the one guest spot. That's how it's always been.
Okay.
Makes sense?
But so one parks on one line and the other parks on the other line? Is that basically how it goes?
They both park like halfway into the guest spot and then like
I see.
Halfway
yeah,
out.
Okay, I got you.
And it doesn't like, you know, it doesn't mess anything up. People have been parking like that forever. A few months ago though, some guy moved in and he bought this huge red truck.
Yeah.
And he's
nice
been,
truck, by the way.
It's a nice truck. But he's been double parking it, or not really double parking it because technically it's one spot, but he's been parking it in
but
that
he's,
spot.
He's been
in the guest spot, but yeah. He lives there. So I was like, okay, well, I mean, whatever. It doesn't bother me, but like if I can't park in Michaela's spot, like, her roommate's boyfriend was there. So he parked in that spot. So I had nowhere to park. So I parked in the guest spot. I didn't think it was going to be an issue. I even parked so the other guy could park his truck behind me. Like, I parked so two cars could fit there. I wake up the next morning. My car's gone.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the hell? So we call the manager of her apartment there. And he says, oh, I don't know why they would tow you from the guest spot. That's weird. Sorry, we'll try to figure it out. So I call the towing place, figure it out, and I'm like, oh, can we get who called in? They're like, no, we can't give you that information, which is total bull.
No, they can't.
It's just dumb.
But who called in? Who made the complaint?
Yeah, who called the tow truck?
Who made the complaint to get the tow truck to come pick up?
Oh, my God.
We called him, and we explained, and we said, like, hey, can you call the tow company and, like, tell them that we got towed from a guest spot, because it's bull.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, what I found out was we know who called, obviously. It was the guy with the red truck.
Yeah.
Right? We found out, apparently, the manager of this place is buddy-buddy with that guy.
Ah.
So next thing I know, he's texting us, he's going, no, spot zero has always been assigned parking. It's never been a guest spot, which is the exact opposite of what Michaela was told when they moved in.
Yeah.
And then, but not by him. She was told by someone else. Mm. So we're thinking it was either miscommunication or this guy's buddy-buddy, and he's kind of just saying, no, I'm not going to help you kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm not sure which. But he goes, yeah, the guest parking is across the street, which when she moved in, she was told if you park across the street, you get towed.
Yeah.
So literally the complete opposite information she was told when she moved in.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the manager realized who called it in and what happened, and then started backtracking and saying suddenly, oh, no, because he's buddy-buddy with that
power
guy.
Power move, yeah, sure.
That's what I think happened.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you know, originally I was going to make this other guy pay the ticket because I parked in guest parking, or at least what I thought was guest parking, what I was under the impression was.
The
guy with the red truck?
The red truck guy, okay.
But we now had no written proof, so I just had to pay it, which kind of sucked.
Now, did you have to pay it to get it out?
Yeah. I had to pay it to get it, or else I can't have my car back, so...
My
wallet was in the car, too.
So, if you could have left...
Well, you were able to go to the car and get your wallet, right?
Yeah.
See, if you could have left and you would have had to, like, paid it later, if it was, like, a ticket that you paid, I would have fought it. Like, that's always been my motto.
I wouldn't be able to get my car.
Yeah, then that's just the thing.
Yeah, no, you got to pay on spot at towing company.
That's...
It's really unfortunate and dumb.
That sucks.
You know...
That sucks. And you've had enough car troubles anyway.
Yeah, I really
have.
It's
not even a car worth saving. It's just like
it's just the only car I got.
If that thing were it's literally the only
way you can get from point A to point B.
You might have paid $190 just for that thing to just spontaneously combust on the highway.
Yeah.
Like that could
have happened.
That is an option.
So it wasn't too expensive, but it was more than I wanted to pay, so.
I hate tickets. I never pay tickets.
I didn't know that was an option for the longest time. So like my dad,
yeah, fight it.
My ticket in Delaware, I didn't realize. Like, if I just never paid that, the only option would be don't ever go to Delaware again.
That's basically it.
Why the fuck am I going to Delaware? Like, I don't care.
Yeah. I had a parking ticket once at
I got shipped a ticket from, like, Mass.
What do you mean, shipped?
I got, like, mailed a ticket.
No, yeah, they mailed it to me, too.
No, and then I didn't pay, and they mailed me another one.
But you don't have to pay them.
No, there was an order for me to, like, appear in court if I didn't pay.
Yeah.
Like, they have all
but
my
you don't have to. They can't. The cops can't come get you. Right. They can't do anything about it unless you step foot in Massachusetts and they know that you're there. That's the only... If you never pay it, if they tell you to go to court, and if they tell you we have a warrant out for your arrest, they can't do anything unless you walk in their state.
I've never ignored it.
No, they could contact...
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
No, I learned this. I'm telling you. They can't. They really can't. They won't do anything about it.
My understanding has always just been it's not worth the time and resources for them.
Yeah, they're not going to do it.
I mean...
It's not, but they can do it.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I always do.
I don't think
do.
They actually can, though. I think you're... Or maybe it's a state...
If there's a warrant, anyone can bring you in.
No, but it's only... Life. It's not for, like, a felony. It's for, like, a misdemeanor
but
type
But it's
of
still...
Thing.
A warrant is a warrant.
It's nobody's
going to
do it.
No one's going to, yeah. But...
You don't have to pay tickets.
I challenged a parking ticket I got at UConn once, and they just threw it away. They, like, just didn't give a shit. I parked, like...
I've challenged it at school and I'm never gonna. But like I got like that speeding ticket I got forever ago. I had to go in.
Because I learned from my dad. My dad is my dirtbag father has been doing this for years. Where every single ticket he gets, even though he knows very well that he's guilty, very well.
No, that's exactly what I did.
Always writes not guilty, sends it in, and every single occasionally he has had to appear.
Yeah,
but every single time he goes in, the only way that they can. Enforce this ticket on you is if the cop shows up to court and defends his side of the story. He has to be there in order for you to get a conviction on that.
No.
99, that's what they've told my father in the past. 99% of the time, they just don't show up to court.
They just need a representative, though, for them.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Like the attorneys you speak to have the authority from the cops. They have the written reports and all this stuff, so they can't. Yes.
Okay.
But it's probably not worth their time to even do anything about
every
it.
Every time my dad is gone, the cop has just not shown up or whatever, or they've just thrown it out ahead of time. Yeah. He has not paid a ticket, even though he has broke many a traffic laws over the last 10 years.
But,
has never paid.
But I think also the issue with mine was it was a $200 ticket.
Okay.
I got $200, and I went in, and the guy was like, well, why'd you plead? And I'm like, I didn't realize I was going that fast, even though I fucking knew I did. And then he goes, and then I'm like, and I also, it was like $200 in from 2 weeks, and I don't make $200 in 2 weeks. He goes, well, how much do you have on you? And I'm like, I have $100. He goes, yeah, just pay that. he goes, just go see the clerk and give $100. I'm like, okay, fuck it.
So you straight up just told him, like, I can't afford it, and they were
I pled the I'm broke card. I had $400 in my pocket that day.
Guys.
That's awesome.
This proves one thing. Everything is up for negotiation.
Yeah.
Everything in life ever is always a negotiation. The rules are an illusion. Price tags are an illusion. Okay? Nothing is set in stone. You can finagle your way at anything. That's really the thing in life.
Shit.
And that is something, as a De Gregorio, I have learned all too well. And we won't get into that story any further. What else did you have here?
Oh, I was going to say, that negotiation is called interpolation.
Oh, and that is something I need to study for that test that we have tomorrow.
Yes, we have a test
that
tomorrow.
We have to do tonight. Holy shit. Anything else we have today as we wrap up this?
Suddenly we're wrapping it up. Oh, I got
it. And it's an hour. I mean, what do we want to do? 2 hours? What do we want to do?
No.
Okay.
I have Japanese homework to do.
Yeah, so. I got to study for this Mendez test tomorrow.
I have to.
That's great. No, yeah, tomorrow. So my Japanese teacher, she kind of, I love her, but she kind of sucks. Because this is what she'll do. Class ends at, what is it, 10:40?
Yeah.
Yeah, class ends at 10:40. Here's what she does. She'll teach class until, like, 9:30. Or, yeah, 10:30. Sorry, 10:30.
I was going to say 9:30. It's a five-minute class.
She'll teach class until 9:30, and then she'll be like, okay, here's your quiz. And we have 10 minutes to do the quiz. And it's not, like, a short quiz. Mm. Like, it's not long. But, like, most of the kids are still there after class is over.
Do you know what's coming?
Yeah. Okay. I know it's a quiz coming, but she always waits until the last second to give it to us, expecting us, oh, it'll be a 10-minute quiz. And it's always, like, a 20-minute quiz.
I see.
And then I have Mendez's test right after.
Yeah.
So I literally am going to be going from my fucking Japanese quiz straight to Mendez. I'm always late to Mendez's class because she fucking holds us so late. It's very frustrating. And we have a quiz every week.
You're not missing
every
much.
Week.
You're not missing much.
I know I'm not. I
you're missing 6 feet under episode.
Well, I already told you I got the highest grade in the first test.
That's true. I heard that.
I'm not worried about Mendez's test. No. But my point is, it's just
did
annoying.
You enjoy 6 feet under?
I actually did.
I liked it.
I was like, you know, I kind of want to watch it. Have you seen 6 feet under?
No, but it's,
do you know what it's about?
About the family who owns the morgue.
It's pretty fucking good.
I gotta binge it. Yeah,
I like it.
I really liked it a lot. I've always heard great things about it.
Yeah. It's gotten like critical acclaim.
Yeah. It's really good. It's dark and comedic and...
You know what I just realized?
What?
You know how there are book clubs?
Yeah.
We need to start, like, a movie club. Why is this a thing, movie club?
Okay.
Why not? Or, like, TV show club.
Isn't that what we're doing right now?
No, but not podcast. Just, like, you know, other people can, like, more collaborative.
So...
Movie when
night?
We
what? I'm confused. Wait a minute. It's a movie night.
No. I'm talking collaborative with the people out there beyond the screen, Zach.
Again, it's what movie we're doing night. Right now.
You guys don't get it. That's the problem. You just don't get it.
I don't get a lot of you ideas.
Because
he doesn't get a lot of his ideas either.
Well,
I'm not on board for Christmas. I'm saying that.
He loves it.
I hate that idea.
Now, Zach, I believe...
I fell in love.
As we have...
No, I know. I know we're doing it. I realize we are doing it because there's
the
two-thirds majority.
There's the two-thirds majority vote.
But I'm not happy about it in the
votes go very easy in this process. If only all political systems across the country
had
operated
three people.
With the efficiency that this group operates in. One guy makes a decision, another guy hates the idea, the other guy takes that guy's side and overrules him anyway.
Yeah.
And it's, sure, there's a lot of conflict and resentment, but it gets done anyway.
But you know
actually,
what?
Actually, it'll add to my errands of grievances.
Well, you know, I think the resentment is spread pretty evenly, though.
Yes.
You know?
There's always, yes, the hatred of ideas is equal.
Well, hold on. Because I can only think of one other time we voted on shit like this, and it was for spooktacular.
That's true.
This is not even.
Spooktacular.
Well, it will be. I'm sure it will
be. We have to veto something of his next. That's the only logical thing.
Well, that's rare because all my ideas work.
No, it's true. We gotta veto something
It's rare because you're the only one with ideas.
That's actually true, too.
Part of, like, vetoing ideas is replacing them with
other
ideas.
Well, that's like, when we watched, what did we watch a while ago?
The Room.
No,
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah. When I suggested that, I swear to God, I told them, and Nico especially just went, you know what? That's a really good idea. I'm like, fuck you. Yeah, it is.
That's right. I was shocked.
It was amazing.
It was the surprise in your face. It's like, oh my God, Zach.
You're like, oh my God, that's such a good idea. I'm like, thanks? Well, I have
you
good
can
ideas.
Think? You
have original ideas?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Your YouTube podcast?
Wow.
Okay. Wait, anything else, guys?
No, I think that's it.
Anything?
Did you get bit by something?
My finger. I think it's just a pimple.
Oh.
I have a pimple popping problem. I think it's a nervous tick. I pop all sorts of pimples.
What?
Oh, no, you pick.
I do whatever I want. Pick.
That's true. Like this, that's a scar from popping that pimple a million times. It's gross, isn't it?
Did you name it by now?
No. But, you know.
Pedro.
Okay.
Pedro the Pimple.
Pedro the Pimple! Okay.
All what? Right. My sister had a blood blister. You know what those are? She had a blood blister on her lip.
Blood blister?
She named it Bob the Bubble. Bob the Bubble, the blood blister. It was great. She got it going to pet a cow. That's a story for another time, folks.
Okay, this has been fun.
It's been a good time, guys.
Watch the Halloween show. Give out your Twitters. We haven't given out Twitters in a while.
What's a Twitter?
Because I'm not on it.
You tweet. He doesn't tweet, but you tweet.
I don't know if I tweet.
You tweet.
Sometimes.
It's kinda, once in a while.
It's inconsistent. What am I, at Tacky Slacks now?
Yeah, at Tacky Slacks.
At Tacky Slacks.
Your guess is as good as mine.
You're at Zach Cap.
Zach Cap. I know your Twitter.
Yeah. It's at Zach Cap.
I don't.
It's Zach Cap.
I don't even know why I have it on my phone. I don't even go on it.
Because we, for the podcast. We made it for the podcast and you never use it.
That's right.
We didn't make it. I've had it before. I've just literally never used it.
Ah, you should.
I like retweeted one podcast or something like that.
You should retweet all the podcast tweets that we do, which we don't. But the only, actually, I do go on Twitter whenever Drangula posts something and I get it. I always look. Yeah. If I get notifications, especially from Drangula, I look.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't really.
Yeah.
I wonder if he still listens.
He does.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I get feedback all the time from him. I get a tweet like a couple weeks ago.
You know, it's kind of nice knowing that, like, at least there's, like, somebody out there who kind of cares.
I mean, I find that the numbers really don't match what the interaction is, and that's just because the majority of people just don't take the time out. But, like, a lot more people listen than you would even think. Like,
it's interesting, though, because I feel like nobody does.
On my other show, like...
But I know people do. I see the numbers every now and then.
1,000 people consistently listen to 2 Cents Radio, and it is the same group of 10 that just interact with me. And I love those people, and I appreciate them, and I love you all if you're listening to this now. But it's like, it'd be nice if I got a little more interaction.
It's just more like, I want... It'd be nice to be more personable, you know?
Sure.
To really know, like, who's out there.
Sure.
But...
Tweet us, guys.
Yeah, please, seriously, tweet us.
How about that? Comment on things and download.
Tweet Zach. He'll start using it. I promise.
No. Probably not.
I'll make him.
Definitely not.
I'll make him do it.
Do you want mine?
Sure.
You can be Nick and Zach on Twitter.
That can be one of my weird...
At Nick and Zach. That's what he did. Ending music. What are we doing for ending music?
We'll figure it out.
I got it.
Okay. It's a surprise.
You've all been naughty.
Very naughty.